My dad had a pressure cooker, one that there wasn't too many of at that time. He sealed these cans, put them in the pressure cooker, and he had him a furnace built under this cannon shed where he used his pressure cooker, and which was lots safer and a lot faster than trying to do it on a wood stove in the kitchen. Then you generally had, most people had a little well shed, a little shed of some kind built over the well. And as a general rule, you'd see some little tools and different things hanging around in this shed. You had your chicken house. Most times the hog pen was built with an open top. You might lay a few boards over to keep some of the rain off the hogs in the wintertime. But that was most of, well, let's go out in the field a little bit and get out to the cotton house. When we were growing cotton, we generally had one or two little buildings built in the field, would hold about one or two bales of unginned cotton. And when you picked your cotton, you put it in this, weighed it, put it in this building until you had enough to make a bale or two bales or whatever. Then you loaded it out and took it to the gin. The corn crib was sometimes built separate from the barn, but most time the corn crib, the hayloft, and the stables were all built in one building.
What did you keep in the stables?
Horses. We had two barns. We had one was a cow barn. It had a hayloft. It had stables. And it had one crib in it where we could put some corn or things, or feeds or things in it.
Any other place for the cows besides the cow barn?
Well, we had the cow lot.
Where was that?
Generally attached to the barn.
What about the other barn you had? Did it have a special name?
We generally called it the horse barn.
Did you have a horse lot?
Yes, we had a horse lot by the barn.
And where you could turn the animals out to graze.
In the pasture.
Did you ever see for the cows fencing in a little area out in the pasture where you could leave them overnight for milking them?
Yes. As a general rule, on our cows that we milked, we'd bring them into the lot in the afternoon, milk them, and put them in the stables in the barn until the next morning. And some of them, we put them in the stables with their calves at night, especially if they had small calves. Then we had this pasture, several acres adjoining this barn, that we could turn them out in at night also.
Did you ever hear of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Cow pen, yes, it was called a cow pen.
Where was that?
Well, it's generally referring to the cow lot at the barn.
You mentioned you had the chicken house. What about just a small place for keeping the mother hen and the little chicks?
A coop.
Well, how was that built?
It was generally built out of maybe 4 pieces of 2x4, and then we used some small stripping of lumber. Used the 2x4 as the post in each corner, and then we nailed this stripping around the outside. Generally made that coop about 1.5 to 2 feet high, and maybe 5 or 6 feet square. And the strips was also on the top, and generally left one strip loose to where that you could go there, and if you had big chickens in that coop, you could go there and move this loose piece over and reach down in there and get your chicken that you want. Then we had the little coops that we generally made for a hen. Say that we had a hen setting. When she come off with her little chickens, mm-hmm. we'd put her in a little individual coop about, oh, maybe 2 or 3 foot square. Jenna just took some little pieces of wood and just made it more or less in the fence style. Laid one piece across and another piece across mm-hmm. and built it up and put a couple of boards on the top of it. Mm-hmm. And that's the biddy coop that we put the uh-huh. old hen and the biddies in.
Why would they need to be shut off like that?
Well, for one thing, the hawks would catch the small chickens.